It's time for Football Asia with Paul Williams.
It is indeed. Paul Williams from the Asian Game Podcast is going to join us. Just before we say hello to Paul, a couple of texts that have come through. One from Jimmy from Caringbah. As a Villa fan, very happy with the Steven Gerrard appointment. He has no fear. That's the first time in years we've actually taken it to City. Normally we sit back and try and hold on. Very refreshing, says Jimmy. You're absolutely right. That was good second half from Villa. Thanks for your text, Jimmy. And also one from Matt in Newcastle. Hey, Matt. Would love to see teams in Queensland, Canberra, in the new National Second Division. Also loving the Jets' new style of play, hoping for big things under Arthur Pappas. They were certainly good against the Wanderers. Thanks very much for your text, Matt. Paul Williams, good evening to you from the Asian Game Podcast. Sorry to keep you waiting. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Very good. Broski's here as well. Hey, the Arab Cup, let's start off with that. It's underway in Qatar. Of course it's in Qatar. Everything's in Qatar. FIFA are trialling this new offside technology. Paul, is it working? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I haven't actually seen a lot of the games. Obviously, the time difference makes it very difficult to watch. I've seen highlights, but I haven't seen any full games. But it is a really interesting technological development because we've seen it with goal line technology, but that, I guess, is a little bit easier to initiate given that you've just got cameras across the line. Trying to determine offsides in real time is very interesting, and we've seen VAR being introduced, and it's seen offside calls reduced to millimeter decisions, which I don't think any of us particularly like, but I think that's probably the situation we're going to have for the foreseeable future. I don't see them reversing the introduction of VAR as much as we would like to. So if it perhaps quickens up the process and makes that decision making a little bit quicker, perhaps that'll get rid of some of the angst, because it does take a significant time at the moment for them to draw the lines on the map. If that can be somehow automated and made to be quicker, I guess we just have to get used to the fact that offside is offside, whether that's 1 millimetre or 5 centimetres.
Yeah, it still doesn't sit easily with me, and I think a lot of people are the same. But if you're right, if they can speed up the process, that's the key to it all. And I still think this is crucial, Broski. You've got to let people know what's going on. Even if it only takes 10 seconds, you've got to tell people what you're looking for inside the stadium and watching at home. We've got to have that audio. FIFA have got to relent on that so people know what the hell's going on.
And also, I think there needs to be, which we've taken away, the advantage to the attacking team. Instead of, Paul, I know what you're saying about whether it's a millimetre or 5 millimetres. Mm. I think that loses, it's impossible to tell.
Thicker lines.
Thicker lines work because there's so many times like that round one game with Brisbane where you're not sure. You're looking at it and they're not telling us, like Simon said, so we don't really know, but it looks close. So. Give that a goal. Yeah. We don't want to be looking for reasons to take goals away in a game that, like ours, it doesn't get many goals and cops criticism for it. The more we get, the better. Don't take them away.
Now, Paul, obviously Australia's World Cup qualifying opponents, Oman and Saudi Arabia, are in action at this Arab Cup. And, of course, potential third-place opponents as well, UAE, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, all potential opponents. Will the Socceroos have scouts there, do you think? Are they playing their full squads as well, these teams?
You would hope we would have scouts there.
wouldn't you?
You would absolutely hope. Whether they're there or at least watching the vision, you'd certainly hope that the Graham Arnold team is all over it. There's a mix. I know some teams have sent second string squads to the tournament. I know Saudi Arabia is one that has done that. Hervé Renard's not taken charge either. He sent his assistant to take charge. So, but I guess that's also a great opportunity for those squads like Saudi Arabia and others to give some proper match minutes to those that are on the fringes that maybe haven't had the chance so far in World Cup qualifying. This is a great opportunity in a proper tournament in proper competitive play to get some good match minutes into them, and that will then only hold them in good stead when World Cup qualifying resumes at the end of January. So, it's a great warm-up for a lot of these nations to be getting, 3, 4, 5 high-quality international matches while, the rest of the field is sitting around twiddling their thumbs.
So here's my question with regards to the Socceroos. As you said, that's vital and good preparation for all those teams for the qualifiers. Now, in Southeast Asia, the AFF Suzuki Cup, which is a big regional tournament and creates a lot of attention in that part of the world, that's about to kick off in a couple of days' time in Singapore. We're part of the AFF region, and yet we don't play in this tournament. Now, I know, you know, if we did play, it would have to be a local-based team, and then you'd get the A-League men's owners kicking up a stink about players going away at the start of the A-League season. But do you think we should play in this tournament?
I absolutely think we should. I'd love to see us play in this tournament. I mean, I've been beating this drum for a little while now as well, because it is a fabulous tournament, and we probably don't understand the context of it within the region, because there are some, you know, fiercely intense regional rivalries. Indonesia and Malaysia is one that, you know, that rivalry, you know, dates back, you know, decades and decades and decades, and it is very intense when those two nations meet. And regional pride in Southeast Asia, as it is in a lot of parts of Asia, is huge. It is of paramount importance. And for these nations who are, you know, perhaps until 48 teams come in, probably never likely to qualify for a World Cup, certainly not going to win a World Cup anytime soon. To win the Suzuki Cup is the cherry on top of the cake for these nations. So it's huge, and it would be great for Australia to participate in that and to play our part in helping develop football in this region. We might be able to host the tournament one day as well, which would be fantastic. So we should absolutely be a part of it. I think every member of the AFF, you know, participates in this tournament, except for Australia. So I think we've simply just got to find a way that we can make it work. The timing, as you said, is difficult because it is played November, December outside of FIFA windows. So trying to get players released would be very, very difficult. You won't get players back from Europe. As you said, the A-League men's clubs would kick up a stink. So if that can somehow be overcome, then we should absolutely be part of it.
Talking of development in Asia, AFC announcing reforms. The calendar is going to switch to coincide with the European model, which could mean the Champions League starting in August or September. And it looks like there's going to be a relaxation of the 3+1 rule to become either 4+2 or 5+1 or 5+2, whatever the pluses are. The feeling being that the current rule, while protecting local players, has not necessarily improved standards. Is this a good thing for Asian football, or do you think it's a backward step?
I like the move myself. I've been an advocate of increasing the quota for Asian players from +1 to whether that be +2 or just an unlimited number of Asian players within the competition. So I think there's absolutely merit in expanding the foreign quota. I prefer a 4+2 or 5+2 personally. I think 5+1 would be a bit of a backward step for Asian football. But for me, the big change that you mentioned there, and one that I think will have a real material influence on the competition, is the change of season. To now go to, using Northern Hemisphere here, an autumn-spring calendar, so as you said, starting in August or September, running through to, you know May, rather than starting and operating on a calendar year basis, I think is huge, because the teams in West Asia and the leagues in West Asia operate on that calendar, and I guess it shows where the balance of power sits within AFC that this has happened, because Saudi Arabia in particular have been agitating for this for a while, as have they been for an increase in the foreign quota. So I think that will have a real material difference, because somewhere like Japan and Korea now, where they were playing throughout their season, it's now going to be like it was for the A-League, split across two halves of their season. So it may accelerate talks for those leagues to change their seasons as well. Thailand did that recently. There's been talk in Japan for the last decade or so about doing it, and it's very difficult because of the climate, especially in somewhere like China and Korea as well. But, you know, we may now see those discussions come to the fore, and whether a lot of other leagues now shift their calendars, it's absolutely going to favour A-League men's clubs now as well, because it's going to align with our season. So it's a huge boon for teams here.
Sure is. Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much, Paul. I have to leave it there. We'll talk to you again next week, mate. All the best.
Thanks, Paul.
Cheers, Simon. Cheers, Alex.
That's Paul Williams from the Asian Game podcast. Before we head off to another break, very briefly, Broski, John Hutchinson has left his job with Yokohama F Marinos. That's a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
It is, and what's still left to be sort of seen is where he ends up. I mean, there's a little rumour of him linking up again with Ange and Celtic, but as of yet, nothing's been announced, so that'll be an interesting one.
Fascinating indeed. Yeah. Off to another quick break. On the other side of it, we will wrap up the show with Clint Bolton, who joins us for Greatest Games. Back soon.